Book 2, Chapter 1, 29.88 degrees north latitude, 86.39 degrees west longitude, over the Gulf of Mexico, 1750 hours, 1 September 2005. They had gone wheels up at Jorge Newbery Airport in Buenos Aires a few minutes after 6 that morning. They had flown diagonally across South America to Quito, Ecuador, where they had taken on fuel and had lunch. From Quito, they'd flown north, passing over Panama into the Gulf of Mexico, skirted around the western tip of Cuba, and then flown almost straight north to the panhandle of Florida. The flight plan they filed gave Hurlburt Field, near Destin, Florida, as their destination. Hurlburt was headquarters of the Air Force Special Operations Command. Far fewer questions, Jake Tureen had suggested, would be asked there than anywhere else. And even if questions were asked, Hurlburt had instant communication with the Special Operations Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, where they could be quickly and, as important, quietly answered. It now looked as if that logical plan wasn't going to work.
Aircraft calling Hurlburt Approach Control, this is Eglin Approach.
Uh-oh, Castillo said, and then, triggering his mic, replied.
Eglin Approach Control, Gulfstream 379. Gulfstream 379, be advised that Hurlburt Field is closed to all traffic. Acknowledge.
Jake Tureen made an impatient gesture for Castillo to take control of the airplane.
Eglin, 379. This aircraft is in the service of the United States government. Colonel Jacob Tureen, USAF, is pilot in command. We wish to land at Hurlburt. Sir, Katrina knocked Hurlburt out.
Castillo and Tureen exchanged what the hell glances.
Okay, Tureen replied. Turning on transponder at this time. We are approximately 100 miles south of your station. Let me know when you have us.
15 seconds later, Eglin Approach Control reported,
379, I have you at flight level 30, 450 knots, approximately 95 miles south. Okay, Eglin Approach, give me approach and landing, please. 379, be advised that Eglin is closed to all but emergency traffic. Son, did you hear what I said about this aircraft being in government service? Yes, sir. Do you wish to declare an emergency at this time?
Castillo triggered his microphone.
Eglin, he said. Is Cairns Army Airfield open? 379, I believe Cairns is open, but be advised it is closed to civilian traffic.
Thank you, Eglin, Castillo said.
379 is not, repeat not, declaring an emergency at this time.
He turned to Tureen.
Jake, if you'll take it and steer about 35 degrees, I'll see if I can find the approach charts to Cairns. I gather, First Officer, that you have been to this place before?
Once or twice, pilot in command, sir, Castillo said,
as he began rummaging through his Jeppesen case.